This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
We're back, round and third, heading home before Pirate Baseball commences here at 1 o'clock. Jeff Hathorn put the news out there that Cabrera and Liriano both made the roster, and he is now joining us live from Florida where he's soaking up the sun and the information. Jeff, good afternoon to you. Tell us why they chose both those guys.
Well, they like them because they're veteran, and hey, Bob, by the way.
Jeff,
they like their
what's
veteran
up, baby?
Status. They like their veteran status, and you know, you kind of wondered because each had their moments in spring where you wondered if they even had any length in their careers anymore. Liriano has struggled in three of his outings, but looked good in the other six. And you know, we just talked to Neil Huntington, and he admitted, you know, there's some romanticism to what he did for the Pirates back during those three playoff years, and what that could bring to a young club, and the experience he could bring, and they feel that. They've seen enough progression with him that he's going to continue to get better, and they think he'll be quality against lefties. For Melky Cabrera, it was the ability to bring a pinch hitter that's a switch hitter, and a guy who's done it, who's played in over 1,700 games in the major leagues and has had a lot of success hitting the ball. Now, the downside with Cabrera is he doesn't seem to have a lot of power left, and Neil Huntington described him as adequate in the field, and that might be kind. Where is he going to play? He can't play left or center at PNC Park. He's only a right fielder at PNC. And then maybe some places he can get into left field on the road. But I mean, for a bench that's going to be inexperienced, I guess it's a good ad. It's just he's not that game-changer guy that can come in the eighth inning and probably hit a three-run homer for you.
Jeff, I don't mind Cabrera so much because they do have history. His resume is what it is. But Liriano with his wildness, I just don't understand that move. You say romanticism. Hopefully that's not, you know, I know that he can get lefties out here and there, but nine walks in just a little over nine innings does not tell me a guy who has control of what he's doing.
Yeah, and I think part of it, too, is there are other options. Tyler Lyons struggled mightily early and midway through spring. He's put a couple of good outings together. But that was really your other lefty option because they want Stephen Brault to still be a starter. So he'll eventually head down to AAA and continue to start in case of injury. And I think that's, for as much as it is romantic and it is, you know, a guy's working his way back, I think they just didn't have another option as a lefty reliever, at least not right now. And, you know, another thing, too, and we've seen this from Neil Huntington, when more of these players get released, there could be other moves to come, and who knows? If they like somebody else that's a lefty that's better than Liriano, they could make that move. But if there were a lot of good lefty arms out there, they would have been taken by now.
Jeff Hathorn joining us live down there in Florida. Pirates coming up here at 1 o'clock on 93.7 The Fan. Jeff, I want to ask you about Colin Moran, this experiment at first base. Him, from what you've seen, can he handle it? And number two, Bell. He seems to have been just kind of plateauing at a certain defensive level, and that's it. Haven't seen improvement. What do you think, how that's going to play out?
Well, let me start with Moran. I've seen him in the two games he's played at first. He looks solid. His footwork is good. He's picked off a couple throws. He's made a couple of plays. And I think the good thing for him right now at playing first he doesn't have to throw that much. I mean, that's the issue he's been having over at third base, not fielding the ball as much as his throwing. Not that I think that will be a long-term problem. I think it's just a little mental hiccup he has right now. So he's looked good at first. As for Bell, you know, the phrase down here that was used, and I would never say this to his face because he's a big man, is Tinker Bell. And what I mean by that is he's tinkered so much with his swing, and he's got so many ideas from his father, from his friends, from old hitting coaches here, from Clint Hurdle, now from Rick Eckstein. It, you know, he's got so much of that that they're trying to make it simpler for him. You know, I talked to Corey Dickerson the other day. I asked him about his good spring. He's like, hitting's easy. You just see the ball and you hit it. But for Josh Bell right now, it's not. He's got all these things going. It's about where his feet are and his balance, and he just needs to clear himself out. You know, I looked over at him yesterday, and he looks like that guy that is already frustrated and the season hasn't started. I don't know if he will find it offensively, but somehow he's just got to find something and stick to it and be comfortable and just let it play out. And he has not had that yet. And for as much, you know, people worry about him defensively, I mean, offensively, it's really been a struggle for him down here so far.
Jeff, give me a surprise person you're looking at on this roster. I think we all know the pitching's pretty good. First of all, who would be your fifth starter? I'm going with Nick Kingham. What's your take on that? And give me a surprise, somebody that we don't expect to produce who will produce.
Well, it'll be Jordan Lyles. If he's healthy, Lyles will be the fifth starter. Now, they won't need one for a while, but I do think, and I think Kingham will go to the bullpen. As far as a guy that could be a surprise this year, for as much as there's been criticism of him, I'm going to say Eric Gonzalez. He's really made some sharp plays at short. I think he's settling down. I think he pressed early. He knew there was pressure that they traded him over, and this was his big chance. And I think he put too much pressure on himself. His swings look better. Yes, a couple of the games, maybe he's not facing major league pitching. But I think Eric Gonzalez is going to be better than some people fear that he's going to be over on that left side.
Well, it should be interesting. It starts on Thursday, and I predicted fourth place, but a competitive team throughout most of this season. Competitive, Jeff, in the sense that they'll be, you know, in the wild card discussion. But that's a division that's really tough top to bottom. So I say fourth place, 84 wins. What do you say?
I say fourth place, maybe 78, 79 wins. I love the staff. The pitching staff will keep them in games. I just don't know where they're going to get power and offense. I still don't believe in Jung Ho being that steady player until I see it. And they're just, I don't know how they're going to score runs. That's my concern with them.
Yeah, me too. And in a division that has a lot of tight games, that's going to be tough for them to overcome.
We saw Milwaukee improve. Even the Reds got a lot better offensively. The Cubs didn't do much, but they had such a solid nucleus. I see them kind of sliding back in the division, and it's not as tough as the NL East anymore, but it's still a tough division.
It really is. Jeff, thanks very much for your expertise. As always, look forward to you get back to Pittsburgh and see you on the showdown, not too distant future.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, Jeff Hathorn, sports director down there, 93.7 The Fan, giving us the lowdown on Cabrera and Liriano both making the roster. 412-928-9370. That is always the number to call. And tweet at KD Pump. We're up against it right now. I just want to tell you about the weather before we turn it over for Pirate Baseball coming up. Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, the Pittsburgh Performance Center, and your go-to dealership for new Corvettes and Camaros. Today, look outside. It's beautiful. Mostly sunny, breezy, 46. Tonight, low of 28. Still chilly. Tomorrow, milder. Sun followed by increased clouds, 55 tomorrow, and the week trends even higher than that. That's your weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For Matty Harkins, I'm Bob Pompeiani. Thanks for joining us today. Pirate Baseball coming up, and we're just about 5 days away from the opener. You'll hear it right here on your home for Pirate Baseball, 93.7 The Fan. Have a good weekend, everyone.